Blog Talk Radio.
The devil should not put his people there.
In the name of Jesus Christ, let God use me as our nation.
Help us into the foundation, Lord God of heaven, in the name of John.
We don't want the devil to come and rule
us. Do the will of God.
God,
oh Lord God of heaven is the one you should help us see for the nation of Jesus Christ.
Those who will do the will of God.
When the leaders that will do the will of God, oh Lord God. All the leaders that will know that they are calling. Oh Lord God, you should do the work of God, not to amass wealth in the name of Jesus.
We don't want to regret.
Oh Lord God of heaven, in the name of John.
You are the rightful leader.
The rightful leader,
the rightful governor,
who have
for our nation,
who have like God in their life, born again leaders, O Lord God, Christian leaders, O Lord God of heaven, in the name of Jesus. Godly leaders, O Lord God, in the name of God, O Lord God, that recognize their call, not for wealth basis, in the name of Jesus.
Bring your own
Father,
give
with all leaders in the name of John.
Yes,
do not
Lord,
let all these leaders take help from idols.
Lord.
Do not let them seek help from idols and any other power. O Lord God of heaven, in Jesus' name,
no.
Let these leaders seek their power from God Almighty. O Lord God of heaven, anyone who wants to be a leader, Lord God, lay your hand of power upon their heads. O Lord God of heaven, and choose them yourself. O Lord God, chosen leaders. O Lord God, you choose all leaders you want for yourself. O Lord God, as some of the kings are chosen in the Bible, like Hezekiah. O Lord God of heaven, chosen leaders, O Lord God of heaven. That you do their work effectively, not to amass wealth. O Lord God of heaven, all leaders that you do your will in the name of John, all leaders that will not be seeking power, from where there is no power, O Lord God of heaven, in the name of
Jesus.
Leaders that will not be seeking help from evil waters. That's the one you should give, O Lord God of heaven, in the name of God. Give us the leaders that are praying also for God, O Lord God of heaven, in the name of God. Let them know they are calling, not that they shall amass wealth, but face the call.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Yeah, they are preparing for Third World War, which we don't really want. We don't really want it. But already, they already know all the nations are preparing for Third World War, which we don't really need. We don't need it. We don't want it. You know, God should deliver us, because right now, if anything like that should happen, it would mean that this whole world will be blown out of existence. The whole world will be blown out, because so much is going on right now, and the nations are pairing with each other. This country versus this country, this country versus this country, this nation versus this nation. That's what is going on now. If we look at the news and look at what is going on around the world, it is this country versus this country. This country versus this country, and then this country versus this country, and then the other country versus this other country. It's already there. They're already fighting. It shouldn't be. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. He came to give us peace. Why are they dragging the whole world into a third world war, which is not a blessing to us? It's not a blessing. It's going to create problems. You know, we went to First World War and then Second World War. They are trying to drag us now into a Third World War. We don't really need it. We don't want it. It shouldn't happen. So let us pray that God will stop all this nonsense that is going on In the name of Jesus, and we pray in the name of Jesus.
Countries all over the world, cities all over the world, islands all over the world, towns all over the world, villages all over the world, world all over the world.
Oh
Lord God, let there be no war, no war,
peace.
Do not the cities run with war.
Oh
Lord God of heaven. Do not let the city be ruined with war. Nigeria is bad. Do not let it be ruined. Jerusalem, O Lord God of heaven, in the name of
John. God,
and Nigeria,
we don't need
America, and all nations, all cities, all countries, all islands, all villages, towns, and the world that just large cities. Do not let them be ruined with force in the name of John.
In Jesus' name, we are praying.
Amen.
Yes, we thank God for today. God has brought us to his throne room. We're going to hear from him. And God is going to bless us through his word. I'm going to speak briefly for a couple of minutes. And then Mama is going to take over and give us what God has put in our hearts for us tonight. I'm going to talk briefly about how to handle trials and temptations. Trials and temptations and situations that come your way, how do you handle them? When ugly situations come, what do you do? See, one preacher title, he say, what do you do when you do not know what to do? When trouble knocks at your door, what do you do? Job chapter 1 verse 22 says, after Job experienced all these things that came upon him and his family, he neither cursed God nor charged God's foolishness. He rather worshiped God in the midst of troubles and tribulations. Job worshiped God and praised God in the midst of problems that are happening to him. What do you do when problems come your way? When problems come your way, you call upon the name of Jesus. Romans chapter 10 verse 13. Romans chapter 10 verse 13, say, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans chapter 10 verse 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. When you call upon the name of the Lord in the time of trouble, in the time of danger, in the time of sickness, the time of lack and want and need, you call upon God. They call upon him in the days of trouble, and he shall deliver thee. Psalm 50 verse 15. God said, call upon me in the days of trouble, and I will deliver thee. and thou shalt glorify me. Which means there are days of trouble. There are days when all kinds of things happen. A lot of things that happen, and you are not happy, and they may not be positive things, but negative things, and all kinds of things. What do you do? God said, if you call upon me in the days of trouble, and I will deliver thee. That's Psalm 15, verse 10. Call upon Jesus in the days of trouble. Call upon him in the days of trouble. Call upon Jesus. He will answer you, Call upon him in the days of trouble. Call upon Jesus. He will answer you. He will answer you. Call upon him in the days of trouble. Call upon him. He will answer you. Who will you call if it is not God? God created you. He knows you better. Who made the chair, the table? The carpenter made the table. He made the chair. Now, if the chair is broken or the table is broken, whom do we take it to? We take it back to the carpenter. The carpenter will fix it. Created by God. God is our Father. If you have issues, say, call upon God. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11, 27, 28. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor, and I will give you rest. My burden, my yoke is light. Take my yoke upon you, is light. Your own body is heavy. You have a heavy body of problems, heavy body of troubles, fears, and anxiety. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Jesus wants to give you rest. Jesus wants to give you peace. Jesus wants to give you joy. Jesus wants to give you love. Jesus wants to give you life. So Jesus is inviting you to come. Come, you that is troubled, you that is laboring, you that is going through stuff, you in the hospital, you in the prison, you that has nothing, you that is down to 21 to zero like Job. Jesus said, come unto me. God said, call on me, and I will answer you and help you and deliver you. Who else we call? Who else wants you to come? One time somebody said, oh, there are rich people in this community. Let me go to the rich people if they can help me. So the person started going from gate to gate. He was knocking doors, knocking gates. The rich people, thinking rich people who live in the community there. So he thought they are going to help him because they are very rich. So he went to be knocking their door. He was calling their phone number. He was telling them that they should come and help. they were all angry with him. And it's like they should arrest him forever disturbing them. That's human being for you. You run to human being to help you. Which human being wants to help you in this world? Which one? You know, if they call upon Jesus, they come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, I will give you rest. Only God can help you. When God help, I help. If God makes people to help you, that's when you find help. If God does not make people to help you, nobody's going to help. This world is full of wickedness. The Bible says the heart of people are wickedness. It's wickedness evil. Can you imagine somebody willing an estate to a dog? Another person wills millions of dollars to a cat. So they love cats more than human beings. They love dogs more than a human being. They will their riches and their wealth to animals. And they will it, you know, to every other thing, but not to their neighbors and not to their friends and not to their family. See the wickedness in the heart of human beings. Evil. Who told you that there is nobody to help? There are people to help. Who told you there is nothing for you? There is something for you. And God can even be speaking to them. And yet, they don't want to, because the heart of human beings is filled with evil and wickedness all through. And this was the situation when God looked to the earth in the days of Noah, and the Bible says that the heart of people was wicked, no kindness, no law, and God became angry and destroyed the whole world except Noah and his wife and family and children. Wickedness, evil, you know. So you can't be telling me that you are looking for human beings to help you. It's not human beings. If they call upon God in the days of trouble, call upon him, call upon Jesus. For he will deliver thee. That's the word of God. He's the one to deliver you, to help you, to strengthen you, to uphold you with his right hand of righteousness. Human beings will fail. Everybody will fail. But God does not fail. God will never fail. So you need to have faith in God. You need to have trust in God. You need to call on God. Call on Jesus. Call upon the Holy Spirit to help you. He's the only one that you can call upon, and he is ready to help you. Say, call upon me in the days of trouble, and I will deliver thee. Psalm 50, verse 10. And then Jesus said, come unto me, ye that labor and a heavy lady, I will give you rest. God is very willing to help. God is very willing to reach out to you. But human beings, you know, are just human beings. We are going to pray right now. Oh God, help us to find help from you. Help us to call upon you. Help us to relate with you. Help us to communicate to you. Help us to depend on you, to trust in you. In fact, the Bible even warns, say, put not your trust, your confidence in human beings. And that statement is in every aspect of the Bible. Say, trust in the Lord. Have faith in God. That is, believe in him. Trust in him. Depend on him. Hope in God. Then I don't want, I say, why is it like that? Because the whole Bible is filled with those statements. They trust in God. Believe in God, hope in God, rely on God, depend on God, have confidence in God. The Bible is filled with all those statements. And then somewhere in Jeremiah, it says, cursed is everyone who put his trust on a human being. Cursed is everyone who put his trust on another human being. We think God does not want you for the human being, you know. Put your trust in God. Blessed is the man whose hope is in the Lord, whose trust is in the Lord. So we are going to pray. God, help us to trust you. Help us to depend on you. Help us to rely on you. Help us. Yes, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. All those ground, you put your legs there, is sinking sand. But when you hope on God, when you depend on God, when you look unto God, he's the supplier of all your needs. He's our great provider. He's our healer. He's our doctor. He's our lawyer. He's our friend. He's our brother. He's our sister. He is all you need. Yes, you need to hook up with him. Yes, you want to call upon him right now. You call upon me in the days of trouble, and I will deliver thee. We shall sing this song, and then we shall pray that prayer. Call upon him in the days of trouble, call upon him, he will answer you. Call upon Jesus in the days of trouble. Call upon Jesus, he will answer you. Call upon Jesus in the days of trouble. Call upon him, he will answer you. Yes, let's begin to pray. Let's begin to pray. Let's call upon him right now. We call upon him. We call upon God. We call upon the Holy Spirit. We
call upon you, God of heaven, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, the omnipotent God, the omnipresent God. From the science, God, I'm calling upon you, Lord God of heaven. You are more powerful. You are present everywhere. You know about everything. Oh, Lord God, I'm praying. I'm calling upon you. Intercede for me. Intercede for me and my family. Intercede for my children and their family. I'm calling upon you concerning what I have to preach tonight.
I hope upon you, Lord. You
help me to preach, oh, Lord God of heaven, in the name of God.
I hope upon you, Lord.
Upon
I depend on you. I trust
in
you, God. I
call
upon you.
Upon you for turning my
to my problems,
to my portion given to me.
Lord.
I'm calling upon
you
for
the
Lord
Jesus. I depend on you, God. I rely on you, God.
Oh, Lord God,
I hope upon you, God.
Oh, Lord God, I hope upon
you, God.
Oh, Lord God,
I'm
calling upon you to respond
to
the comfort
of
me. Oh, Lord God, I won't let it be free for me.
Yes,
oh, God,
call upon
in Jesus and calling upon you for telling my head.
I'm calling upon you for telling my head. God,
Lord God, We bound all of the spirit and 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 the spirit
We cast them, we will destroy your power, render it for them with the blood of Jesus. We bring the blood of Jesus, we give it and it is from the power of Jesus. We command the fire of the Holy Ghost.
Me and my family and my children, their family, we are all blood of Jesus covered, O Lord God of heaven, in Jesus' name. As that will be the fire of the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Give me and my children, and my children, the husband, the brother, the wife of my children. Mothers, my grandchildren, fill us with Holy Spirit, fill us with power. Turn us to fire, baptize us to fire. Deliver us by fire, O Lord God of heaven, in Jesus' name. Miracle go fight our battle for us in the name of Jesus. Me and my family and my children and their family. In Jesus' name, amen. Fight our battle for us in Jesus' name. The Almighty God.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
So if your turn now, Mal, it's over to you to share what God laid in your heart for us today.
Amen. Father, I thank you. I give you glory. I give you honor. I magnify and name this today. Father, take control in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name,
amen.
I help and assist me, God of heaven, in Jesus' name. So this topic is daily prayer battle. What we should be praying about on daily basis. We should be praying that the name of Jesus is a strong side, the righteous run into it, and they are saved. Proverbs 18:10, we run into the name of Jesus, and we are saved. Daily prayer. He gives thanks and praise God. He has God to draw us to prayer and power. We have God. We have God that spiritual gifts should be given upon our life. We have God that He should baptize us with the Holy Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit. To walk in us, we have God for the wonderful gift of praise, to be able to praise God properly. We have God to intervene. We must ask God to intervene in all our affairs. We must involve God in all our affairs, in our prayer on a daily basis. We pray concerning divine plans of God for our life, because without Jesus, we can do nothing. You will tell God that God should never leave us nor forsake us. That God should bring us to a place of maturity and deeper life.
Yes.
That God should lift us up when we fall. That God should keep us in perfect peace. Daily prayer.
Yes.
That God should make all things work together for good for us. And that God should protect us from the snare of the fowler and from northern pestilence.
Yes.
We ask God in prayer on daily basis for the wonder working power that is in the blood of Jesus. We ask God that He should give His angel charge over us. Even it's always good to pray Psalm 91 on daily basis, Psalm 23 on daily basis, Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 to 13 on daily basis. We ask God to fight our battle, fight for us against our adversary. We are going to tell God that in prayer that He should make us more than the conqueror.
Yes.
That He should supply all our needs according to His riches in glory.
Amen.
We are going to ask for we ask God in prayer for healing power upon our body, soul, and spirit. Ask God in prayer to flood our hearts with the light of heaven. We ask God in prayer to make us triumph in Christ Jesus. In prayer, we ask God that He should turn our causes into blessing. On daily prayer, He has got to enable us to dwell in safety. On daily prayer, we have for the blessings of life. We have God for the greatness, the power, the glory, and majesty, and splendor, and righteousness.
Yes.
We have God to silence our foe and our avenger. To silence our foe and our avenger. On daily basis, we silence them. We have God, we have his own, that God is trustworthy and we have his own. We are owned by God and he should help us. We tell God that he should not allow our enemies to rejoice over us. We have for the wonderful love of God. We praise God that God is great and greatly to be praised. We are going to tell God to deliver our soul from death and our feet from stumbling. That should be part of our daily prayer.
Yes.
Tell God that he is your fortress and your refuge in times of trouble. The book of Psalms is very good. If anybody doesn't know how to pray, just go into the book of Psalms, guys. From Psalm 1 to Psalm 150, it's just prayer there. Then you just be praying it along. Your faithfulness and marvelous deeds. You should recognize the faithfulness and marvelous deeds of God in our life. The heart of power of God and his surpassing greatness. You ask God to lift us up out of the depth. We tell God to preserve us and keep our feet from sleeping. And the name of Jesus is stronger.
Yeah.
We pray it on daily basis that when we run into the name of Jesus Christ that is stronger, we are saved. So that's just some of the daily battle prayer which we have to be asking God. So it's good to pray on daily basis, daily prayer and daily praises. It's very important for our spiritual growth and our spiritual safety. May God bless the reading of his word.
Amen. So we can go ahead and pray now. We're going to pray now in the name of Jesus.
God is
the same.
Yandere Bagraya, Mm-hmm.